What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, bassholes? Welcome to I'm a Basshole. My name's Doug Bass. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. As always, follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show, YouTube at Basshole Show. We are live on YouTube and Instagram today. We're trying this out again. I'm excited for our show today. We got a lot of bassholes in the studio. LA is flooded. It's raining. It's raining cats and dogs and Robs and Rachels and... Jason Renabu, who's our guest today, came in like a full force flood, and we're excited to have him here. Let's jump into the show. Jason Renabu is the guest today. How's everyone doing?
What up?
What's up, guys? What's up?
How are you? Don't clap for yourself.
Congratulations.
You don't clap for yourself.
Wow, you guys are really rough.
Well,
I came in like an atmospheric river, bro. Have you heard of that? Atmospheric river?
That's a lot.
That's a new thing.
Are you a squirter? Is that what that means?
Ooh, okay. An X-rated podcast.
Atmospheric?
No, but I've seen them.
Atmospheric?
I don't know. What is that? Like a
Wait, did I say it wrong? Atmospheric.
Atmospheric.
River.
I feel like an atmospheric river is completely different.
I feel like a bathymetric.
For those
of the audience that do not know, Jason Renabu is a stand-up comedian. He's been performing stand-up comedy for how many years now, Jason?
Oh, geez, not as long as Richard Chasler.
He's also a friend of Richard Chasler's.
17 years. I started in 07. What's 20? That's 17 years.
17 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Look at that. Good for you. Jason also opens on the road for a comedian, Nick Swartzen. That's correct, right?
So does Rob.
Right, so does Rob sometimes. Yep. And you.
Rachel does not.
I do
not.
I do not.
And she never will.
Yeah.
I do not either. Yeah. So.
Only because we've never met.
Right.
Right.
In a lot of ways, we haven't either.
You guys just met. No, you've done shows together, you said, right?
We've done some. Did some shows with him like a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, where were you guys performing?
We're in Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe. There's a big difference. And this city called Grass Valley, which is outside of Sacramento. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from OC. I'm an OG.
OC.
OC. Oh, yeah.
Do you surf?
I do. I was just surfing the street earlier today.
Came here on your surfboard. Yeah, I'm surprised. Everything in LA is canceled today, pretty much. Shows and
yeah, I saw a lot of shows are canceled.
People are not going to work. All that stuff.
I don't understand that. Like, yeah,
but the podcast is happening. So I mean, look at that.
You
guys really committed and it came. I thought I was going to get calls, maybe being like, I don't know, let's not do it.
Rain or shine.
I mean, it's a mile drive for me, so that's far. In LA minutes, that's like 10 minutes.
It is far. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, Jason's been trying to get on this show for quite some time now, I feel like. Every time I see you, you're like, I got to get on Bass. You're not like Chasler, but you're like.
Exactly. Thank you. No, here's the thing. I'm going to bring up Chasler a lot today, so I'm glad you already did.
All right.
I'm nothing like that. No. Like, I'll see you at the bartending somewhere or whatever. Maybe you
somewhere,
don't bartend.
Somewhere, just one place.
I don't want to throw that out there.
No, I've talked about it.
And I'll just see everyone tell me, hey, bro, I love to do your podcast.
Right.
Not like I'm texting you, what do you bring to the table, mother? I'm not like that.
No, well, you brought to the table, you brought a little flask there, I see on the table.
I brought a little flask, yeah. It says, let's get elfed up.
Now, is that from Christmas? Are you still drinking the same drink from Christmas? Is that what
Christmas 2017. Yeah,
it's aged.
I think my sister
got
me this.
Yeah. Good old days, back
now,
in the day.
Now, do you carry? Are you a person that carries a flask around all the time? Is that you? Is that who you are?
Only when I come to a podcast one of your producers informs me that there's a liquor store close by if you want something to drink and it's not cheap.
Well, we have stuff here. I know Rob and Rachel were very adamant about having martinis before the show.
Talk about. I just was telling him the truth. I didn't want him to expect that there's drinks here.
Well, there are drinks here.
Want to assume that's why.
Doug's an amazing
host
tonight.
When you assume, you put the ass in you or
Rob,
whatever this is.
Rob really didn't even make it sound like there might be anything here.
No, well,
he said it. Okay, the message that he sent is, I'm not an open bar.
For the guests, they can have whatever they want.
That's
why I told him to bring his own drinks.
I'm fine with you guys.
Crack the whip, dude.
No, come on. I give you guys drinks whenever you come over here. But like when you're like, but martinis, I usually have to make those, and I'm trying to run the show. It's a one-man band operation here.
The most views was the martini.
I know. Go ahead, make them. They're here. I can't make them and set up the show, and we're going live. There's a lot of stress on this show. You know, you show up and you have a good time and you get drunk, Rob. And there's a lot of behind the scenes work going on here. I'm just telling you that.
Welcome to the intervention podcast. Rachel made these martinis.
Let's see how
because I was told, well, if you want something, just make it yourself.
Notice who doesn't have a martini camera one.
That's
or
true.
Free.
Our guest is the only one that does not have a craft cocktail. He just has his. I don't even know what you're drinking.
It's your guest.
Yeah, exactly.
Look,
you said I have to hire a bartender for the guests, is what you're saying.
Oh my God, that'd be big time. That'd be like Playboy TV. Remember how they always had a bartender in the back?
He's just standing there.
Yeah, just standing there.
Yeah, I like the idea. Yeah, you really should hire a bartender.
Well, when we have a budget.
Maybe we should get some interns. Put it on Craigslist. Get somebody over
here.
I guarantee,
I've thought about trying to get an intern for the show. I think someone would want to help out, right?
I'm not lying. People do it.
But here's the thing. I mean, look, this podcast isn't huge, obviously, but I think it looks
not
pretty damn.
Not after this one.
Exactly. Renabu's going to break the record. But I think it's pretty well put together, I would say, on a, whatever.
You know Sean Leary? Do you know who that is? He does a lot of, don't tell comedy. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
He was an intern for a podcast that I did with my buddy Rick a long time ago. Mm. He just did it. But Rick was also do this, do that. And it was like, dude, be nice.
But you
got
to be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be nice to people. Yeah.
The point is.
Well, I don't even know if you can call it an intern because it's like, first of all,
get college credits.
It's not college kids.
You can get college kids. Yeah.
Get some college credits, man. Yeah, yeah. Call up the school.
Yeah.
Do it, man. Get a young, hot little,
Hey,
girl.
Oh, shit. Jason's falling asleep. I forgot I was here.
Oh,
sorry.
Jesus, Jason.
All right, so Jason,
about me.
Jason Renabu. Yeah, see, look at this. He came all the way in the flood to get here.
Jason acts just like a pretty girl.
I do.
Yeah,
and I won't give it up for any of you comics.
Yeah, because Rachel needs her seat over there. You know, Rachel's very adamant about having that chair over there.
I need this chair. This is my spot.
Now, I noticed when you watch, I watched one of you guys' podcasts earlier, and I noticed it looks like everyone's in a different room. So how do you do that editing
cool,
magic?
Right?
The magic of podcasts. What? Don't touch me. No.
Well, we usually
we're not even in the same room.
That's
what are you
saying?
We don't. Well, you guys are in the same shop. There you go. Yeah.
So cute.
It's it's tough when we have this many people here. It's a lot of work, but yeah, it's good. All right, so Jason. So let's from Orange County. You start doing stand up 17 years ago. You said?
Something like that. Yeah.
17 years ago. And what made you want to become a comedian?
Oh man! Well, originally I wanted to be on SNL. That was my dream.
Right.
SNL sketch comedy man. Yeah. So I was more of a sketch comedy improv guy. I went to the Groundlings and stuff.
I did Groundlings too. Yeah.
Groundlings, yeah. And then all those.
How did you like that?
I was pissed off, man.
Yeah. Did they
people
did kept they throw
messing
you out?
Up my scenes and shit. They would be yes anding me and shit in front of the professors.
Wait, you're blaming everyone else?
Wait, they'd be anti. They'd be asking questions.
They'd be not saying no questions are allowed.
And I'm blaming everyone else. That's the point of my story.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I said I'm doing stand up, bro.
So you do
can't blame anyone but me.
You do sketch and improv for a little bit. You do Groundlings, sketch groups, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you start dabbling into stand-up after that?
I dabbled. I went to some friends' shows that really bombed hard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could at least do a little bit better than these guys.
Right.
One of my buddies was he thought he was a prop comic or something. He went on stage with these little booby things, and he was just going, look at me. I was like, what is happening?
Right.
I do that every time I go on stage.
Did you do the whole act? Could you do the bit? What? Look at me, what would he say? Look at me.
It's your bit, bro.
No, what would he say?
He was the guy that
you stole talking
about.
A bit from
no, but what was it?
That's my point, dude. There was nothing to it. He was
just went up there with
titties? Yes, he went up there. I forget. And then his name, I won't say his name. Right. But it was pretty bad. else who doesn't watch this, he's going to know exactly who. And then,
no one's watching.
So, yeah, I wasn't like dying to be a stand-up comedian. Right. I wasn't
you started
like,
doing it, and then you kind of caught the bug.
I saw how bad other people were. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And then you start doing it. You start doing all the L.A. shows, and then you start opening for
the Bringer
at
shows.
Some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even Nick makes me bring at least 10 people to a show. So yeah. It's weird.
Only bring 100. You got to bring 100.
I got to bring 1,500.
Yeah.
Now, have you acted as well? Since you were doing sketch and stuff, you wanted to be on SNL. Now, acting, well, did you do that kind of stuff?
You don't have to talk about me the whole time. But yeah.
This guy brought him back to himself.
No, that was a joke.
I don't really know you that
like,
well, besides from like Barney.
I know, but remember when I was pretending I was sleeping? Yeah. And then I was just a bit. I was doing.
Well, no. But like, this is when we do interviews.
I know.
This is why you're here.
I'm joking. So what was your question? I started acting, you said?
I was like, did you do any acting?
I did some acting, yeah. That was the other thing. Originally, I wanted to be the actor, like the big actor.
I wanted
to be in the next Star Wars.
The big actor?
Star Wars.
I looked in the mirror and said, nah. And then Lord of the Rings was a possibility, but that didn't work out. So then I thought comedy is my thing.
The Lord of the Rings was a possibility.
It was.
I could have been a hobbit. I was thinking like I could be a hobbit maybe in the third one or something like that.
Exactly. Did you go out for anything like this? Did you have an agent? Were you doing anything like that? No.
I did. I did some acting. I was. I just had my first co-star actually recently during COVID. Nice. I was in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
So I
that's
played.
Still on?
Dude. I get like $5 checks still every once in a while.
Oh, good for you. Shit. Yeah. You're balling.
What did you play in that?
Excuse me. I played a guy that was I didn't even have any lines, but
you went. A short guy?
You're an extra?
And then my chest exploded, kind of like Alien.
Oh, wow. So you had special effects on here?
Yeah, they put prosthetics on my stomach. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I've always wanted to try something like that. That's cool.
Yeah, man. But before that, I would just do non-union stuff. You know, when you first move out here, I didn't have an agent. And I'd do these reenactments, like student films and shit like that.
And did your character die?
Shh, I don't know.
Spoiler.
I don't think so.
It hasn't come out yet.
I think he lives. I'm waiting for him to reoccur.
Did you see the episode? Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah, it was during COVID.
Were you happy with it?
I was
happy.
Your
reel?
I think they cut one of my lines. But I mean, all my lines.
Right.
But
you didn't have any to begin with.
I think they cut all my lines.
But I never had lines.
Yeah, all right. You tried to throw one in there, and they're like, oh, please shut up.
You're like, ouch.
We have to, if you talk, we have to pay you more. What are you doing?
Right.
This hurts. It's Alien, the movie.
Yeah.
No?
All right, so you get the acting bug. Now, you're doing stand-up a lot still right now. You're doing a lot. Are you touring with Nick at all?
You're doing the Kibitz Room?
Not at the moment. I did the Kibitz Room last week. Destroyed. Yeah. Crushed. Yeah. Oh,
who
runs
that show?
My friend Shoshana.
You crushed Shoshana the Kibitz Room?
I destroyed. People were choking on their pastrami, dude. It was like...
Do you go down to Orange County from where you're from and you do shows locally down there?
I used to. I'm not opposed to that. It's a little far. I try to stay a little more local. With the gas prices, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah.
I go out to the 909 every once in a while. But
the 909.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do full time? Do you work? What do you do?
I do everything, man. I was doing Uber Eats for a while. I still do that.
I ordered them this morning. And it was
Uber
very,
Canoe.
It was very disappointing.
Yeah. What'd you order?
I ordered everything bagel with... cream cheese and bacon.
You lazy fuck.
It was raining.
From where, dude? Moe's Bagel?
It was called Brekkie Bagels. It was really bad.
Brekkie Bagels.
They didn't bring the bagel was this small. And then it was not everything. They gave me a plain bagel, and then they fucked up half of it, so I complained. I got my money back. But I tipped the driver still, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, I do that on the side. And it's easy now because ever since COVID, like, you never even see the people. You just leave it at their door.
Yeah, that's what I had. I don't want to see anyone.
Do you ever dip in and get a fry or two?
That's the bad part about what happened with COVID. So they staple the bags now. Yeah.
You got to bring a stapler with you.
Bring a stapler.
By the way, you didn't hear it from me, but Shake Shack's got some really good fries. Never eaten there, but I just know that they do.
Yeah, you can bring your own stapler and take out like a whole sandwich.
I'm gonna
get
so fired from my Uber Eats.
Oh yeah, they're watching this.
Come on,
you think they're watching this?
They're sponsored. They're sponsored, actually. Yeah. I don't know.
Any tips for other Uber drivers out there? Best ways to steal food?
There's an emergency button you can hit, especially on nights like this.
And what happens?
You're like, emergency, someone just crashed, and then you just eat the food. Yeah.
Really?
No, no one shows up. They're just like, oh, I get it. It's like, you know, it's a bad.
So you've gotten like free food from doing it?
Not very often. Well, I would say it's happened in a couple years I've been doing it, and maybe a handful of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would try to rig that somehow.
I know people rig it, yeah. People do that. I'm not, you know, trying to be more spiritual. And
mm-hmm.
But are you a spiritual person?
With the French fries?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm drinking spirits.
You believe in a higher being.
I do.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he wants to talk about Jesus.
All right, we'll get into that.
Should we hold hands and talk about
Jesus?
Well,
this is a religious show. We have beliefs here, so that's fine.
Yeah, come on, man.
This is a family show.
Freedom of religion and speech at the same time.
All right, so Rachel, was there anything this week that you did that might have be considered asshole? Basshole-ish? Asshole.
I don't know. Anything? I mean, I called into work because it was wet outside.
Oh, you're one of those.
Wait, you called in sick?
Yeah.
She didn't go to work.
I didn't call in sick. I was very vague. I just sent the email and it just said, I can't come in today.
And they didn't ask why.
And they didn't know. They can't ask why.
They got backup dancers.
And you felt like an asshole because of that a little bit?
I was definitely an asshole because an office girl lady had to do the substitute teaching because it was so last minute.
Really? Does she even know what she's doing?
So, they just had to hand out worksheets. But I did kind of
They kind of get screwed last minute. If you an hour
girl,
or two before you call them? What do you do?
A couple hours before work.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But then she had to deal with the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
But she probably had no job that day, so you helped her. So you're being nice.
She was working in the office.
That's right. She has other things to do.
You don't listen.
She has other things
to do.
That's
the problem. You don't listen.
All right. Rob.
I thought you were in improv. Yes, and listen.
Not anymore. That's why I quit. Because I don't like to listen. I just like to talk.
Hey, let's get elfed up. Hey, Rob, is there anything bassleness, assholeness that you did this past week that you...
The reason why I sent you that message, too, was that we should do this on every show is the fact that, when I'm driving around town, I feel like a fucking asshole.
Why?
Because I'm just constantly angry at people that they're... when they're driving bad. But at the same time, I feel like a dick if they don't turn fast enough or whatever else.
Well, today's the worst day for driving, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Exactly.
How far did you have to drive today for work? Englewood?
Oh, Englewood, it's 10 miles, which is equivalent to maybe a day to travel, I think, in LA when it rains, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't leave today. I didn't go in the car.
Yeah, you took Uber Eats.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, fuck it.
No, driving to Englewood, it's fucking 50 minutes to drive 13 miles. Yeah. It's so fucking annoying.
So you felt like an asshole in your car driving around yelling at people.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel bad because I'm honking at people. No. And I think that sometimes I have to look and see if it's an old lady or that's when I feel bad. That's when I feel like I'm an asshole. Bad. Exactly. Yeah. It just happened on the drive here. I drove a mile here.
And there was an old lady at
a stop sign and she just stayed there. And I don't know what the fuck she was doing. And I was walking. I couldn't even honk. I wanted to honk at her.
You should just bring a horn with you when you're walking.
Yeah, I was wondering why the people behind her. I even raised my hands at her, what are you doing? And then finally, the person.
But you
got
to give her the benefit of the doubt. She's slower. Mm. She's trying to get wherever. Come on. It's raining out, dude. It's dangerous out. People's houses are falling down again.
Did you throw any taffy at her car? Did you have any taffy?
Oh yeah, that's a chassis. That's an inside joke.
Only true fans of this podcast know that.
That's a Patreon. Is that on the Patreon?
Yeah, that's
not on Patreon.
You have to pay for that. Yeah, no. Not yet. Maybe soon. What did I do? I felt like a basshole this week. I went to a U2 concert in Vegas.
What a day.
And I felt like... I sold tickets.
How dare you?
I sold tickets to that show. I bought 4 and I sold 2.
This is an entrepreneur right now.
And the 2 that I sold were sold for much more, much, much more than what I paid for. And when I was sitting there, I knew whoever was sitting next to me were the people that paid, a big amount for these tickets.
Yeah.
And when they sat down, I was like, I kind of feel like an asshole right now.
Did they know it was you?
No. And then
it's called capitalism.
And they were oh, you should buy them a drink. Hey, you sold it. I'm not telling them I sold them for thousands of dollars.
Oh my God, dude. Did you talk to them at all?
Well, at one point, the one woman was like, this is crazy, right? And I was like,
tickets are worth it. That's your fucking key right there. I bought my tickets from this great guy, Doug.
I got it for discount.
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. I felt a little guilty. I felt like an asshole.
That's what I would have done. I would have done that.
I just was like, I don't want to talk to these. I just want to enjoy the concerts.
So you three guys are regular on the show, right? Three of you? Okay.
I am a regular, yes.
Do you find yourself going out of your way to be an asshole just for the story on the show?
No. Usually it just happens organically.
Yeah. With Rob, it happens.
We're all just naturally assholes.
Rob fits right in.
Rob has trouble narrowing it down. It's like, I yelled at an old lady
so many times. I elbowed an old lady.
Pushed a dog off.
I punched a baby.
Even watching the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm is out, and I watched that last night.
I didn't get to watch
it. Just came out, right?
Just the first episode.
I cannot wait to watch it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh man, I miss this asshole, Larry. You know, it's like, I just
have him on the show.
I'd love to. He's a part of me. He's an extension.
Right. Here's the thing that I find funny about it is just like that. Like this show itself, it's like people don't want to come on the show because people are scared to tell like an asshole story.
What? I can't
like,
wait.
Like a Vinny Fastlane. Like, he came on the show.
Yeah, name dropping. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not name dropping.
You just did.
It's not name dropping because he's not famous. I'm just saying, like, he didn't come here and do an asshole story because he was scared what people are perceived. Like, perceived.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't want to. Even the live show we do, I try to book people here and there, and they're like, you know, I can't recall when I was an asshole. And I was like, what about when you were a kid or something? They're like, I have some stories, but I don't want to go into it. And I'm like, well, all right, then
Chasler could just say, I woke up this morning and I went out and.
No. Yeah. No, it's not that drastic.
I mean,
but he had to go back to a childhood story.
Love you, Rich.
They're scared of getting, like, you know, called out.
Because everybody wants to be likable. And it's like, dude, like, get over it, man. Right. If I can just, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, speaking of assholes, Jason Renabu.
How dare you?
We're going to get into your asshole story. Is there an asshole story that you'd like to share with our audience sometime in your life that you were a basshole? Whether, you know, it was when you were a kid, when you could be one right now and you're proud of it, anything along those lines.
I mean, there's so many times. I was saving this for the end, but
we're gonna get into it early, okay, and then we'll do the news and stuff.
Let me think. There's one.
Let me think. You're an asshole right now.
Well, you didn't prepare. He's one of those.
Dramatic, bro.
All right. Go ahead. The stage.
All right, the stage is his.
This is pretty bad, you guys. This may have happened 10 years ago or yesterday. I'm not gonna say because I don't want to get incriminated.
All right.
So have you guys ever been in a tight parking lot and you're driving around and you try to squeeze between a couple cars and oh shit, what was that?
Yep.
And then you just drive away.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I mean, is that an asshole? I'm just saying.
So you tried to park in between a spot. You think your car is going
to
fit, and then you scrape the car.
Describe the situation in your car.
All right.
What kind of car was that other car?
Yeah, how big?
See, that's the thing I can't
Lambo.
Say because then someone's going to know. Someone's going to know.
How are they going to know?
There's only one car.
Wait a minute. How are they going to know? Did this happen yesterday, like down the street from here?
When you say no one watches this podcast, is that true?
Yes. No, it's very true. No one watches it.
I noticed your number one thing had about 1,000 views. Most of them had like 20 or 30.
Right, on YouTube?
Yeah, or whatever.
Well, there's also the audio version that gets a lot of downloads around the world. So
Spotify. We're really big in Germany. So.
I mean, do you remember the license plate number? Or?
I may or may not have been Uber Eating or not. So.
All right. So now, if you were on the clock with Uber Eats, would the company be reliable for something like that?
I don't know. But here's what happened. I basically pulled in. And it was like two cars really close. And I'll tell you what kind of car I drive.
Yeah.
Or maybe that'll incriminate me too. No, I have a little Kia Soul. I have a
small,
little Soul. Small car.
Yeah.
So I'm able to get in and out of, like, so I thought I could fit between these two cars. And I went to turn and I was like,
ooh.
It was like stuck. What you ever get that where you're like stuck? That's the worst, dude. So
I haven't done that, but I've hit a car. Like, dude. I hit the mirror once in a car and I just kept driving. Like that.
Yeah, I was
a little, you know, tipsy. And I was like,
that's more.
I was like, if I stop, I could get a DUI, so I'm going home.
Time out. What kind of car? What kind of car was the other car? Was it?
Is it a piece of shit car? No, it was not.
It was a Lamborghini.
No,
he doesn't want to say.
Think more of. Electrical car.
Oh,
now it's becoming a guessing game.
I'll tell you something that happened one time. My friend saw Michael Rapaport. I don't care.
I would have hit him on perfect.
But saw Michael Rapaport before he was trolling people, whatever, like before he became like a troll. Years, he's a funny guy. He basically scratched up exactly the same thing and pulled out and just left.
That's what I did.
And then like he looked at my friend and go like, what? Like...
sorry.
This is a fact. I wish my buddy Brian Nelson, he saw him do it. He's like, he even looked at him like, aren't you Michael Rapaport? Like, and he just like fucking literally did what you just did.
So I did, and I pulled out, and I didn't even get out to look. I was going to jump out and see if there's damage on my car and the other car. And I was like, nope. I just fucking. And then I felt so bad about the whole day. I was like, should I go back?
There was cameras probably in this parking lot.
That's the thing. And now they know what car, because that's why I didn't want to say.
We actually have the footage here.
That'd be the greatest prank ever. If you did that, I would.
We're not that advanced.
I would have such a panic attack.
We always wish we could do something like
that. Who is that?
We got a home right away.
Houdini didn't even do that.
I got the security footage from Ralph. So
here's the footage. Of you. Is that you?
Dude. So you asked if I was a religious man earlier, and here's why.
Yes, are you? Yes.
Well, I believe in something like karma. Call it karma, whatever.
Taylor Swift?
If I don't go back, is that a T. Swift song? I didn't know.
Karma, yeah. Come on, you're not a Swiftie?
No.
Come on, dude.
But Kelsey, it's, oh my God. Anyways, I thought about going back, and I'm like, if I don't go back, something's going to bad happen to me, like karma-wise, you know, I'm going to bomb on the podcast or something.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the next day, my sweet, sweet girlfriend told me that her mom is going to be staying with us for 2 months instead of one during the holidays. So this might have been around the holidays recently. So I'm like, there it is.
All right. Now you're just narrowing it down for the detectives.
We're even now.
So you have so you have
do you have space enough for that?
Nope. It's yeah.
Wait,
you have a bed?
So you have a girlfriend. I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
I know. That's a
you
weird
have a girlfriend.
Thing
how long have you guys been together?
The longest relationship in my life. We're going on like 5 years now.
5 years, that's great. Yeah. All right, and her mother is coming to stay.
Sweet, sweet mother. No, she already did.
Oh, she already did.
It already happened. Right. Yeah.
And you guys live what, in a one bedroom?
We live in a one bedroom.
So how did that work? Couch situation.
I had to hold my pee pee a lot when they were in there doing whatever they did. They're doing
what?
In there.
They're both
what?
In, they're both in the bathroom.
What are they doing in there? What? What?
Not together. You what? Sick fuck.
Why are you?
We're allowed to cuss on this thing?
Yeah, go for it. Why were you holding your dick while your girlfriend and girlfriend's mother were in the bedroom? I'm confused.
No, they were in the. I said bedroom. I meant bathroom.
You said in there.
No. In the bathroom, dude.
Oh, okay.
So they get up, they go pee, they take a shit, whatever. They put on makeup. I'm sitting there like. Oh God, you know. So that was. She's a sweet lady, though. I don't want to talk.
I understand.
Too much
shit. No, I understand what you're talking about. Like, when I was married, we lived the next a couple blocks away from where we are now, and we had one bedroom, one bath, and yeah, my ex wife and like her parents came and stayed with us a couple times, and like friends or whatever. And the one bathroom thing, they'd be in there or doing stuff or like getting ready or whatever, and I'd have to pee or whatever. And I lived right behind Jones on Third, the little. Restaurant over there.
Name drop.
And I would go, they're a sponsor. And I would go in there and use their bathroom all the time to pee.
I
bet. Take a shit or whatever.
I wish
it was
I
like,
had
it was like my
like
second
that.
Bathroom. It was like when it, during business hours. Yeah.
No, it happens, man. And not only that, is they argue with each other.
I have a
mother-in-law
living with me right now, and that's.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I'm not joking. It's,
oh my.
Yeah, Rob, you're doing that. You're dealing with that right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say too much because I don't ever want to.
You're the one who brought it up, buddy.
No, but she's great.
Rob is very. Rob's worried about.
By the way,
about
George
things
is great
sometimes.
What sometimes
you are
all
you
the
are
time.
you're like, oh wait, here's the footage from Jason Parker. I think I found it. Here we go.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Look, you kept driving.
Asshole.
You keep driving.
What an asshole.
Is that
that's you?
Beef? That's beef, dude.
That was you.
That's
beef.
Nice. That's good.
That you was should, you.
You
man.
Should go on the TV show,
that.
The Floor. Yeah. That was just an image, and you knew exactly
now,
what it
Rob,
was.
No, Rob gets worried about stuff, because like last week we talked about Pauly Shore being in that short film of Richard Simmons.
Yes.
And we played a clip, and you know, we all agree Pauly looks like Richard Simmons in the short film. That
a little bit.
First of all, this film went to Sundance. It's playing in Sundance, which also says like
it's not a film. First of all,
it's a short film.
It's a short.
Well, then
yeah,
it went to
short.
Slam Dance.
Well, anyway,
isn't that the short?
Sundance
film?
Is playing the film, right? Which questions Sundance at this point for me. I'm like, oh, that festival is shit now. I think, but
oh,
it's
you're gonna tag him on this too.
Yeah,
well, it's like,
come on, man.
That film got in because Pauly Shore is in it. Come on, it's not. I watched the whole film. I watched the whole film.
Was oh, you good? Watched the entire time?
Yeah,
I didn't watch the entire time.
Anyway, we play. It's only like 3 minutes.
So your review is
my
caca.
Review is
thumb, yeah, but they're coming
up.
Out with a feature, I heard, too.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Yeah.
are they actually coming out with a feature, or is
no,
he still like
right. he's campaigning
no,
to
they're
be
in it?
Anyway, we put a clip up, and then we like, you know, reviewed Pauly's performance as Richard Simmons. And I was like, yeah, he looks like Richard. Yeah, he looks like him. Like he's got like similar facial. He's got the wig and everything. But he doesn't sound like Richard. He didn't put the acting work into being Richard.
Was
like
he that. Like, hey,
yeah,
buddy.
And then, the acting was hot. Hey. And then I posted the clip and I tagged Paulie Shore. And then Rob's like, you tagged Paulie? What?
Oh,
and I was like,
all I'm saying is,
you're never getting up with the comedy store.
I'm never getting up there to begin with. Who gives a shit?
I don't even give a shit. I was just like shocked. I was like, wow, you're going to tag him on this? Because like, you're ridiculing him. So yeah. He doesn't have a lot of people tagging him on anything. So you know he's going to see it.
I hope he does see it. And then maybe he'll come on and we can talk about it.
Oh, great. That'd be great.
Why not? No. What are we doing the show for?
Oh, my God.
Right?
No. Wait. I'm not arguing with you.
No, see, I know.
This is what he did in messages. Oh, he's like, came at me. I'm like, dude, I'm not arguing with you. Like, go ahead. Right. Like, go ahead.
Well, text is very misconstrued sometimes.
You guys need a mediator?
Can you please chime in,
Doug,
Rachel?
Tell me how you feel about
go
Rob
ahead.
Right now.
No, I love
how,
Rob.
Are you, okay,
I love
but like right now, how no, are
right
you
now,
feeling?
Man, I feel like he's worried about me tagging because he's in the clip.
No, look at me.
Not
talk
worried.
To me.
You're not worried?
Don't
right.
look,
I'm
don't
just
talk,
not worried.
No, we're not going to do this. You got to talk to me and then I will talk to Rob.
Oh, sorry, a mediation. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. All right.
How are you feeling about Rob right now?
I love Rob.
But like right now.
Right now, I'm worried that he's like worried that like I tagged Paulie Shore in the clip and he's in the clip and I didn't have great things to say about Paulie's performance in the short film. I feel like he might be worried because of the Comedy Store or something.
Right. Rob, Doug doesn't want you to do the podcast anymore.
That's not what I said. What are you talking about?
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
Translate this. I put this in Google like translation and it's like said Doug's angry.
I'm not angry.
So grumpy.
Is this what you do with your students at school? You sit them down and just...
Oh my God, that no, because I actually care about these kids.
Rachel cares about us. That's why she's
now,
here right now.
This is where I thought the conversation was going to go. Is Richard Simmons, what's his religion? Is he...
I don't know what his religion
is.
That might
he doesn't want the film at all, and he thinks that like he saw a clip of it, whatever. Like he's not happy with it. He doesn't want it to be out there.
I mean, no.
He's been out of the limelight.
I mean, no offense. If there were a movie to be made about Richard Simmons and you were Richard or yourself or whoever, would you really want Paulie Shore playing you in the movie when you could probably get...
Are you going to tag him on this too?
Sure, why not? Let's keep tagging him. Let's have him on the show. Who gives a shit?
He's mad about it too, I heard.
Are you kidding me? This is
he
like,
wants to be left alone, right? Richard Simmons.
Richard
Simmons wants to be left
he
alone.
He even said like...
Not
Paulie. Paulie
wants whatever press... Paulie wants people talking about it, I think.
Yeah, he said he's out of the limelight for like 1,000-something days or whatever. Like, and then he came out of the limelight to be like, this is not...
He doesn't
like,
have a manager or an agent anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the I looked
Paulie
it up.
Paulie or Richard? I'm so confused.
Richard.
Oh,
Richard. Okay. Poor guy had to come out of like retirement and recluseness to like tell people he's not a woman.
Because people
inquire it said that
but
he is
straight, right? Like Richard Simmons is straight as fuck.
I don't know about that.
What about Paulie?
The most genius man in the world. Because like for him to be like, imagine how many girls he met. Like, because I've seen so many videos of girlfriends of mine that like went
lovers.
To his like,
workouts.
No, not lovers. Yeah, they went to his workouts and I'm like.
I love this guy.
Yeah, and like it's like pictures of him. And he's like hugging them, kissing them.
Look, I have nothing bad to say about Paulie Shore. You know, I think he's hysterical as a comedian. I love him in Encino Man, Jury Duty. I watched over and over again
Son-in-law.
As a kid. Son-in-Law was great.
Yeah, I love the show.
But
Cheers.
I just,
that's a really good
I just,
show.
Cheers.
I thought we were just bringing up old like classics.
Paulie Shore. I just don't think I don't think he's gonna win an Oscar for playing Richard Simmons. It just sounds like him still. You know what I mean? Like, there's no acting work involved. In
it doesn't
the character
even sound like him at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this bit horrible. About
that's what I'm saying.
He this put, has it's gone like, on he put longer a, than the 3 minutes
it really has,
movie
yeah.
itself.
Yeah.
Right, but no, I'm not. I'm just saying it was a bit. You're in control.
All right, no. Let's move on. Jason is correct.
What an asshole!
That was supposed to be a joke.
Sometimes you gotta be an asshole.
All right, so Jason, so you hit a car. You hit a car. Is there anything else that would consider you being an asshole, possibly?
Just interrupting the podcast host mid-story.
No, that's fine, because you know what? We get off track on here. We're already behind, because there's four of us, and we have a lot to say, of
There's
course.
So many... You know, someone once told me in radio, four is not a good amount. But
that's a lot.
Three is perfect. So yeah, Rob, if you can just
I know. There seems to be a theme tonight.
I've been an asshole many times. Yeah. I don't know. I thought we only had to come up with one though.
No,
so
that's
I'd
fine.
Have
that's
to
fine.
Think about it.
No, you've been an asshole.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. If you if
you know what you do tell if you, asshole stories
Rob
about the other
attest.
Person.
If you like, think if you think about
I've seen him. At, yeah.
Maybe we should tell don't. Asshole stories about each other.
We could Dude, do that. That could be an episode.
Don't yeah. say what you're gonna say, which is bullshit. Rob has a story about the first time he met me at Barney's, and it is so...
Well, anything at Barney's translates to an asshole story at some point, I think. You know,
I would admit if that was true in any... But it's just like, no, dude, I would never do that.
Yeah,
so
we're...
Right. What'd you do?
Well,
you sound like Meatloaf right now.
I won't do anything. I'm going to tell it because it's supposed to be funny, entertaining.
Okay, I don't even know what you're... Yeah.
Rob told me, he goes... He goes, I'll never forget the first time I met you at Barney's. I go, what do you mean, bro? And he goes, you just kept walking around, everyone going, hey, I'm Jason Renimo, I'm a comedian.
Yes, yes, that is true.
By the way, who
I could get Roberto on the phone
Roberto.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, my buddy.
The guy that used to black out every time he came in. Yeah, he's real reliable. Hey. He had a buddy that got kicked out from Barney's like 10 times, and
really?
That's who he's referencing. He's like, oh, yeah, he'll vouch for me.
Hey, what do you think of this idea of having some old Barney regulars on the show?
No,
I mean, they're a bunch
great.
Of assholes.
You've got three of them right
No,
here.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, let's get like the captain on, and like, you know, like,
no? Dude. He goes on tangents, dude.
That's
like,
fine.
I
That's
even talk to him, he's like all over the place,
I
and then he'll find a picture of himself on the wall, and be like, "That's me right over there." Right,
you know what's funny is a lot of people there would not want to be on this show because like they've got like, you know, corporate jobs or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's he'll be like, "That's the time Janis Joplin gave me crabs."
Right,
you know,
well,
like,
that's an amazing story. I mean, why not? I want to.
It is
that.
An amazing
I want to hear
story.
About that.
Yeah, he got crabs from Janis Joplin. That's a true story.
Right, that's
it should be documented.
That's a part of Barney's history. I mean, that place is legendary. So why don't we get some of these old people?
I bumped
in
into him at Ralph's the other day, dude. Rock and Roll Ralph's. Yeah. And he had like a cart full of like booze bottles.
Oh, no.
And I was like, Captain, are you having a party or something? He's like, no, kid.
I haven't seen him in a while.
There's a lot of good deals right now.
I haven't seen him in a while.
This is my weekly grocery.
The conversation I always had with him was that him and I were
zero vegetables.
Him and I are both in the same area of New Jersey. I think he's from
really?
Garfield, New Jersey, or whatever. My uncle used to live there, so like I remember always talking to him about that stuff. But yeah,
dude, and I was
interesting
like,
guy. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, I haven't been to Barney's in a while, bro. How you been? He goes, yeah. He goes like this. He goes, yeah. Barney's isn't the same anymore. I go, I know. I don't even recognize people when I go there. He goes, yeah. You know, it's a lot of the TikTokers go there now.
Yeah.
A lot of the TikTokers.
Do you still go? Do you still hang out there? Do you still go there?
Since I'm trying to be more of a TikToker, yeah, I do.
You are. Are you on TikTok? Do you
no,
do participate?
I am, but
yeah, he's got roomies.
Yeah, roomies.
Wait, what? No, what's roomies?
It's just some sketch me and my friend are trying to do, but I don't
right.
have
is
as many
on
followers
TikTok?
As
right.
Rob. Let's put it that. Right. So no, I haven't been in a while.
Rob doesn't have any followers.
Rob, yeah.
Exactly. I don't have as many followers as this guy. I don't even know what to
all
say.
All right.
Rachel D's killing it.
No, Rachel D has a lot.
Thank you,
speaking
guys.
Of followers for Rachel D, there's been a lot of there's been a lot
people
of Rachel
love
D
her
talk.
Farts.
They do.
No, so here's the
oh
thing.
My
I
was, God.
That
well,
was
here's,
sick.
Here's the thing. That's
that was sick.
Is that a good sick or a bad
sick?
Yeah, it was
sick.
Yeah,
it
was like,
good. A good
yeah.
sick. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Rachel's fart, by the way, we've gotten a lot of audience reaction from that clip. She reposted it the other day. People are going crazy for Rachel's fart.
One guy's in love with her.
There's a fan that yesterday that commented. They're like, they want to name Rachel's fart.
Yeah, so far Bob is the
Bob
lead.
Is the leading.
Bob is
Bob,
the
after
lead.
Bob's burger, the burger
that
she ate. That
burgers are the reason why I had gas that night.
Yeah, some other people want to purchase your farts
yes.
in a jar. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yeah, I was gonna say yeah, that
yeah.
was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I suggested the boys just follow me around with a jar and whenever.
I'm serious. Now, would you consider now if someone was paying you a lot of money for for a fart jar from Rachel D? Would you consider selling this like on Patreon or OnlyFans?
Could we
I don't
do
know.
This?
I don't know how.
I think we should do this. We should, but I don't know how
raise
to,
money for the
here.
No,
for
no.
myself.
We could.
I'll give the podcast a cut.
You could donate some of the money to the podcast, but depending on how much we raise or buy
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I want to find out how much one of my farts would go for. Actually.
Absolutely.
Like,
I think
I mean,
we should.
What do you guys think?
Well,
I
let's do a post
Rob's
this week.
Rob's the one who smelled it. How much do you think?
Yeah, I never got to smell
was
it.
Was it a salad?
I would pay zero for it. I pay zero for it, but. other people. Well, like you got that it guy
because
was like,
because you got it for free here that one day.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, it's like a drug dealer.
Yeah, the first one's free.
Buy one get one free. Is that part of it? Buy one get one free.
I just don't know how to if I could manufacture my farts, that would be amazing.
You can,
but
think.
Like we'd have to like recreate.
Well, here's the
burger,
thing. We'd have to you know feed you a bunch of chili or.
I don't know. I don't get flatulent easy.
Well, what do you? What it beans? What do you have to eat? I don't know. Whatever you eat,
I'll make you flatulent.
I will make you flatulate hard.
Yeah.
Okay, baby.
All right, so
you out to this Taco girl Bell. Made $20,000.
Oh, yeah, there is a girl that made
$200,000.
What does she look
Rachel,
like,
you
though?
Should consider making this.
I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, in competition with, like, 20-year-olds.
No. Here's the thing.
20-year-old farts are probably
But wait
sweeter.
A minute. Wait a minute. We use
like $200 per fart.
But Rachel, you use the Basil Show as a platform. We put it out there, right? We posted that someone's gonna buy your fart.
You'll get like five people.
Like you're a sports athlete.
We film you farting into a jar, right? We record it. We put it on the what is? Oh my god! Look at that. He's pouring his elf juice. Are you Will Ferrell?
Oh,
what is going
God.
On? Is that maple syrup?
It's mostly vodka with a little bit of cranberry juice.
Is that how you
juice?
Make little baby yeah. elves?
Elf juice.
You use
elf
the
cum.
Elf juice?
It's eggnog. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I got a question about the fart. I remember watching the clip.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, Jason did his research.
Yeah,
yeah
I did.
Yeah.
I watched
Thank
that.
You for doing that, by the way.
It's very exciting. Yes.
Now, was it loud or was it a silent but deadly?
Oh, it was silent, dude.
So Rob, someone just smelled it?
She announced that she had done it.
Well, I could tell that Rob smelled it. And then I was like, look, I'm just going to call it. I did. That was me. That was my
Were you sitting where you are now?
Yeah.
He was sitting
right
there.
He was
sitting
right there.
I was in another room.
Wait, where was he sitting? Do that again.
He was sitting where you are. You sly dog.
That was sick.
I was over here. Now, usually, Jason, when I don't have it up today, but usually I have a glass screen in front of me.
Like COVID style?
Yeah, I don't want people looking at me or touching me, really. Right. I don't want diseases coming over. So
what do you say? My farts don't bring disease.
So anyway, that day I had a glass screen separating myself up from my guests.
I was gonna say there was something different about that.
I don't want to get too close to everyone. So I wasn't able to smell the fart because of my protection screen.
I'm trying to quit.
Because of my
Come on, man.
Oh look, Rob's trying to get him to do drugs.
You want me to have a panic attack now or later?
Yeah. So I didn't smell the fart. Yeah. Rob smelled. Rob almost died. We had to repaint the studio.
It was pretty bad.
Was there a guest? No.
No, there was no guest. Thankfully.
If it would have been Chaser, that would have been.
I would have had a lawsuit. Are you kidding me?
But I mean, if people are down to purchase my gas, I'm here for it.
You'd be that girl. You'd be that girl.
Do you have an OnlyFans, Rachel?
I do not.
You
do not have an OnlyFans.
You're the only girl I know that doesn't have one. That's weird.
This will be hilarious to get like a Basshole Rachel's farts.
Yeah.
No, I think no.
We want to raise some money.
No, we want to
like,
record
get,
it.
Like some more studio shit over here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need any more studio.
Basshole Butthole Edition.
But we should do
get
this.
Some interns.
We should do clips. We should do clips and we post them and we see if someone's. I guarantee someone's going to buy it.
All right, let's do it.
And we, you take the money, and if you want to give Basshole a percentage to help out the production, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. That's fair.
If not,
that's fair.
If not, whatever.
I like this business deal.
If not, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like a good 10% towards Basshole 10%,
wow.
Industries.
So if someone buys it for like 20, what if you make like 20 grand off your farts?
You might bet if you did it on OnlyFans.
See me on stage telling a joke again, honestly.
I have a feeling. Here's what's going to happen. Rachel's going to retire from this. She's gonna fucking kill it doing this.
I'm just going to be the fart queen.
And then we're going to be begging her to come back on the show as a co-host.
Fart queen.
Oh, give me a go. Let's go. Yeah.
I just want to point out how much more fun Doug is.
Yeah.
See me after he's drinking some martinis,
remember
he's
I was
more
so
relaxed. He
remember,
was like so tense.
I know.
Remember,
well, last, we should just give him drinks.
Last
really.
Time we did the show, it was still dry January. I was sober, Doug. Still remember?
I know. Well, yeah. You've been a little tense.
By the way, happy belated birthday!
Oh, thank you.
I did watch
thank
part you. Of that episode because it was the most recent.
It was the most recent. Yes, thank
that's
you.
About as much as you could watch of that episode, I think.
But you're so
part of it, the sober boy over here.
If you could do both things, it'd be even better though. You could change the words to fart and queef, Dancing in on the fart
and queef. Renegade
solo.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That's good.
Fart
that's good.
And queef. Fart and queef. All right, fart and queef. I like it. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's should we do bass holes of the week or should we do some news? What should we do first? What do you want to do?
You're in charge,
you're
dude.
You're in charge.
I'm trying, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. All right, let's do bass hole of the week first. All right. Let's do bass hole of the week.
Whoever sent us the bass hole of the week.
Who is the bass hole of the
week? We could talk about who we think it is. I don't know. I think we were. Well, Rachel sent me this article on
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh my God.
Oh,
where
boy.
Is, where the hell
is he? Bezos. Can you imagine? Okay, Bezos. He has like all the money in the fucking world, right? Yeah. He's your boss. He has all the money in the world, and he's still such a fucking dick.
Yeah, so
he's such a dick.
So recently, there were those photos of the Amazon establishment being built, or it was built in Tijuana, right around all those slums. Did you guys see that?
No, I haven't. No.
So,
you didn't see that?
No.
Giant, state of the art, $1 billion Amazon facility, shipping facility, whatever, warehouse, and then
so he bought a bunch of property. And,
bought it right in Tijuana, and then there's literally next to the building, there's cardboard slums of people living in Tijuana, people that don't have houses. They built houses out of cardboard and whatever they can get, literally up against the fence of the Amazon warehouse. So people took photos of this and they're posting it, and they're like, oh yeah, you're really helping the economy. Like, did you save this neighborhood that lives pretty much against your warehouse property that doesn't even have a house? You know what I mean? So they got a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, but again, they could use the Amazon cardboard boxes for the
houses.
Well,
that's what they did. They said Prime next day delivery on the front door of their house and all that stuff.
I don't know. This guy is just. I mean, I can't imagine having a almost every boss I've ever had is a dick, right?
So the article Rachel sent was saying he would there's quotes that he would say to his employees, right? Mm-hmm. People, assistants or administrative people that work for him or whatever.
This is Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Well, he would say stuff to his employees. A quote here is: "I'm sorry. Did I take my stupid pills today?"
Sarcasm really works well.
Always, it works. It works
not
well on comedy stages. It works well interpersonally. It's the best choice.
It's the lowest form of wit.
Another one is. There's a commercial ad blocking them. I can't read them. Hold on. Oh, there's an Amazon ad blocking them.
another one was, why are you wasting my life right now?
Yes, I see that. After an engineer's presentation.
It depends on what their
after
question
an
was.
Amazon engineer's presentation, he wrote, he said, why are you wasting my life? Another one said, do I need to go down and get the certificate that says I'm CEO of the company to get you to stop challenging me on this?
I don't know. I mean, that's cute or whatever.
I don't know. I think you're being an asshole in the sense that maybe that person's trying to make your company better. And if you think you're above it and you hate to be questioned, then you are pretty much an asshole, I think. But you're a millionaire, a billionaire.
Billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
I just at this point, you have so much money.
Exactly, doesn't that get to the point where it intoxicates your head to the point where you feel everything you say is right?
Yeah, so he's an egocentric.
Yeah, exactly.
Prick.
Like famous people, as soon as they become they become too famous, it's they don't want to listen to anybody else.
Yeah, look, it's. I mean,
they get
look,
the God complex.
It's
bro.
It's interesting exactly when you deal with someone who has multiple millions of dollars or billions, mm-hmm. They literally. If they've had it for a long time or whatever, and they've become accustomed to living this way or dealing this way with certain things, they become reliant on that. They become a certain way, and it's almost they don't take it for granted.
Well, there's no checks and balances anymore. There's there's no one to check him.
I've seen that working for certain people, and
it doesn't work for other people.
Yeah.
Football coaches or
well, that's the thing. If any of us, if either one of us won the Powerball tomorrow and came across $250 million or whatever, I would think that we would each treat that with respect in a way, just being blue collar working class. I don't know,
I don't know.
What do you think? Would you waste all the money? Would you buy ridiculous shit?
I'm going to respond to that.
Yeah.
I think that I wouldn't. Yeah, I would treat it with respect. And like, that's only because I've been through all the shit that I've been right. through now. Where like I but then there's other people that are young. If they got that Powerball, then
right. So if you win that, clueless. When you're 23 years old, so
yeah,
you're gonna be a fucking crazy person. Oh my god,
23-year-old Rob, like listening, oh, yeah. like 20, like,
you're going to Vegas, yeah, you're exactly. hiring all the fucking escorts.
I wouldn't even fucking, yeah, I wouldn't even
like,
fucking care.
Now, like 43-44-year-old us, whatever, you know, it's like it's like I don't know. You think about your friends, you think about your family, you know, you do what you want to do.
You
with second the money,
guess everything that you do, and then you like yeah. try to make the right.
You'd be
like,
wary
decision.
Of a lot of people that all of a sudden start talking to you. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean?
Well, that's
you
what know. Happened. I made $100,000 and was like,
right. You were on Price is Right with
exactly.
the grand prize.
Like, a lot of people were messaging me that were like, oh, yeah. like oh, hey. What's
I only
up?
Messaged you 14 times.
I messaged
all
you.
About Barney's.
I messaged you a bunch. I was like, hey man, Bass Hole podcast. Like, hey. Did you invest all
Remember?
That into the podcast?
You know, like. I did yeah, feel no, that yeah. even for my family. Right, like right. I was.
How
like,
much
was,
did they take in taxes?
Why are you messaging
bro?
Me now?
How much
did
you
like
actually make after taxes?
It wasn't 50%, but it was like it was a good 30,000, like 30
it's
something. Thousand.
Do you have any of it left, bro?
Close to 40,000.
It's all gone.
IRA.
You spend it all. Right?
You spend it all on Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Basically,
so just
all
like,
in
see,
Vegas.
That's the point. So
I bet it all on against
so
the Kansas
Rob,
City
Rob, Rob is saying now if he won again,
titties and farts. What that's what he spent it on.
Right. After winning $100,000, he's like, I have a very clear perspective on how I would become and what I would treat.
You went to Jumbo's Clown Room and then you
the
bet
day
it
he
all
got the check
on
like,
the Rams.
See you later.
Yeah.
But that's this is funny. Jeff Bezos. He's older
no,
than
know.
All of us, and
he
has all the money.
And $1 billion.
We're
about
the
same
age.
You know what's the funniest
thing
about that
age.
Is like
yeah.
Lauren Sanchez. I remember
oh, yeah,
driving
that's his,
her.
That's his wife.
When
right?
I was yeah, when mm-hmm. I was younger, and I remember like driving her.
Is she the new the LA
when
news
they
girl?
Started, yeah, she's, they mm-hmm. started going out. I remember thinking she was the most beautiful. Like
she is attractive.
She's ridiculously attractive.
Fake boobs.
But wait, she's the local. Wait, she's the local LA news girl.
She was. She's not anymore.
That's interesting.
No,
that he ended up with the local LA news.
Yeah, but she
not
was
the, not the fucking CNN.
I looked. At, I
know,
drove
whoever.
Her once at my job at like the limo job that I drove, like whatever. Like, and I remember like when I didn't even know who Jeff Bezos was.
Yeah.
And I just remember her getting out of the car and going up to a bald short guy,
mm-hmm.
and going.
I didn't even talk to her though.
Guy,
that
guy's got to be like a millionaire.
He's a short king.
Exactly. And it turned out he's a billionaire, and that's who exactly who I saw. But I remember thinking, like, how does that guy go out with her? Like, it didn't make – it made zero
it's called
sense.
Comedic
it
talent,
makes,
bro.
It makes a billion
comedic.
Reasons why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, I knew that later on, but, like, I didn't know what
here's the
he
question.
Looked like.
Does Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, do they order their stuff from Amazon?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
their own personal assistant who orders it from Amazon.
They just go through the warehouse and be like, "Oh yeah, I need."
Yeah, dude, they go shopping at the warehouse. They don't even. They have recyclable bags all and right. stuff.
Anyway, so I think we were saying he's Basshole of the week. I don't know. Who, is there anyone else
so.
That you guys
think so.
That in your little notes or anything that you came across this week?
I, don't, I think Elon Musk also is
Elon
like
Musk.
Up there.
Yeah.
Elon
well,
Musk
he's
is
been,
up
he's
there.
He's been on the list for a while. Right?
Yeah, he's always on the list. Like he wants to stay on the list. Like you think, man, that man.
Yeah.
But like the chip in the brain of the human, that's interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
why is he the asshole of the week for
but
that?
But that's
though?
So Neuralink brain. You
so
explain,
because,
Rachel, go ahead. All
right. So the company that was pioneering putting the chip in your brain so that you can communicate with computers mm-hmm. with your right. thoughts, right? They tried it with several monkeys first, right? It killed every single monkey that they tried it with. So instead of going, you know, maybe we're fucking up, they went, maybe it's monkeys.
Well, it's the monkeys only think about throwing shit at people.
Right,
so they're
so,
like, you die.
Yeah, like, no, after, so like all the monkeys died. All the monkeys died. So they're like, we should just try it in humans.
But isn't it supposed to eventually be to where like people that are blind can see and like that? I think they're working towards.
Oh, I haven't
towards,
heard about that.
No,
there's
yeah.
a lot of technology.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more about paraplegics.
It's supposed to help people's spinal yeah. injuries.
I think it's just, you know, Siri
Rob,
is going
to
lose her job. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's either like.
Rob, do you have a. Oh, sorry.
Is ahead. Batman going to get it or is the Riddler? Like, it could be used for good and evil. All of these technological things, right?
No, I think they're like trying to like. Do it for like paraplegic people or people that have like certain like syndromes or whatever. It's like so they can speak really fast, which mm-hmm. I find it funny because Elon Musk keeps on saying like he wants them to speak faster than an auctioneer, which is like
What?
Yeah, do you know? Can you do an auctioneer? I know you can.
Hey, we got a martini for sale. It's going for $5. You need one for $5?
Not fast enough.
No, I can't do it. Or else I would be doing that as a living.
That's what annoys me about his comment. He's like, we want people to like understand, like, what's his name? The guy that was on Epstein's plane.
Which one?
Stephen Hawking. Oh, yeah, Stephen Hawking.
He's the one that's getting the most shit for
exactly,
being on that plane.
Which is bullshit. This guy's a Trumper, by the way.
No, but
way.
Are you?
Oh. I'm an independent, dude.
Oh wait, God, who are you? Who
you
are
just you? Like throw him under the bus like that?
Wait a minute. We need to have Renabu on as a political correspondent during election season.
Just because when you talk about Epstein Island, you said who was on the plane, and I said Clinton. Immediately goes, this guy's a Trumper.
Yeah, how dare you say that? You're from Texas.
But wait a minute, wait a minute.
I'm not
from
Texas.
I thought you're from Orange County.
I'm from Orange County.
Oh, wait, Orange County's the same as Texas.
My girlfriend's from Texas, yeah.
Wait a minute, are you leaning more towards Republican? You're more...
Let me
You're independent.
This is going to give away my age, for one thing.
All right, that's fine.
And my political beliefs. The first time I was old enough to vote, I voted for Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Ross Perot?
Yeah, independent.
Can I speak?
Independent. Yeah.
So he's pretty independent, right?
Can I speak?
Yeah. Right. All right, Rob. Go ahead. No.
You voted for Ross Perot.
Can I speak?
Go back to the chip in the brain thing? Imagine if like
I know he wants to deflect. All right, it's fine. We'll have you back on during the election.
If Rob had a chip in his brain that could write his jokes while he was on stage, think about how better that would be for the audience.
Oh my God!
See,
have you seen AI write jokes?
Have you guys the two of you done really a show together recently? You and Rob.
This guy attacks.
Have you done a show?
He knows how to
do. Wait a minute. Wait. Here's a question for the two of you. Here's a question.
Here's the thing. I was at a Trump rally and Rob came up to me.
You went to a Trump rally
and asked me of no. That's the thing.
He did it for the plot.
Would you go to one of those?
I've never been to one. I was joking.
But would you go?
No.
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 All right.
I don't like crowds. That's why we're here. I don't like big crowds. That's why I like Rob's shows, because I don't like crowds.
Oh, all right. Now, wait a minute. Here's a question for the two of you. Have you guys done have you both gone on the road with Nick together, Nick Swarzen?
Never.
No.
Never. No. Oh, okay. Never.
Because Rob, you went on the road with him and Chastler, right, at one point?
Yes.
Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Two of them equal one of me, basically. So they each get 5 minutes, and they beat
booed. If we cut each other in half, yes.
All right. All right, let's move on. Let's do the news. Oh, Basshole news we got going on today. All right, let's do this. Let's talk about the Grammys. The 65th annual Grammy Awards were last night. It was a big night in music entertainment, of course. Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy ever, and Taylor Swift made Grammy history by winning Album of the Year 4 years in a row, which is pretty impressive.
That's a lot of albums.
Right? Pretty impressive. And she also, during her acceptance speech, dropped that she will have a new album coming out in April, I believe.
Yeah. I love that that was her acceptance speech.
That was pretty
good. Her acceptance speech was...
That was pretty good.
Yeah. By the way,
she's like
dick in the room, basically. Yeah. Like, I'm going to show everyone else.
Yeah, she was like for the fans. She's like, she thanked the fans that meant the most of the whole thing. And then she didn't even acknowledge
Celine Dion, but she's getting a lot of
flack for not acknowledging Celine Dion, who is considered, I guess, one of her idols.
She die recently?
She was at the Grammys.
Unless it was this morning, I don't know.
No, seriously.
She gave Taylor Swift the Grammy last night. So unless
who
she died
in her husband?
This is all this misinformation right here. Jason Rademus. Coming in.
Didn't she die?
Sick though, right? Didn't she get like sick or
something? She is sick, I believe. Yeah. She was very much alive last night handing out the Grammy. Yeah.
I will pray for her since I'm religious. Go ahead.
She showed up on stage in a big old ugly coat. Right.
That was the other thing. We could talk about the Grammy. The fashion is a big thing at all these award shows all the time. We covered it last year on the Oscars or whatever.
Oh my God, yeah. Remember that? The Oscars last year?
That's what happens.
We had
nipples full display at the Grammys.
There were areolas. I don't know who it was.
I don't remember either.
But it was very
I bet
like
you,
it was
you just ask Google whose nipples were
Well, here's Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus had like a.
You wish.
Miley Cyrus's dress is pretty hot. I mean, this is kind of like Princess Leia, Star Wars kind of thing, right?
No, this is Mad Max, Tina Turner, like a sexy Mad Max. Like, kind look of at a her, hair, like,
her hair was a little off.
Miley can do everything. Like, she can do no wrong.
I didn't like her hair.
She was trying to
like
replicate Tina Turner. Like,
rest in peace. Yeah.
Doja Cat.
Exactly. And I think
Doja Cat was the nipple girl.
And even the way she was posing on stage.
I love her voice. She should have a podcast.
Miley fucking rocks it, dude.
She's like, hey, guys.
I love Miley.
Thanks for coming to my show tonight. Oh, yeah.
Raspy, sexy. We love her.
All right. Here's a picture of, let me see if I can find a closer picture. Doja Cat. Grammy dress. Apparently Doja Cat's Grammy dress, her areolas were showing through the top of it.
Shit.
Well, there is a picture here.
I love it. We're in a new era of freedom.
I mean, they're blurring it out, but I mean, yeah, it was like the nipple part was not out, but the areola part was out. And
really?
Like,
she's my best friend.
it's pretty much like I was joking last night. I was like, oh, it's like this is normal. Like years ago, like they came up recently, the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction was a huge deal. Back then, but now it's like the Grammys. They're like, oh, like who's your dress today? Oh, it's good to see your areolas this year. We haven't seen them in a few years. Good to see you. Yeah. This is the, you know, it's like.
Do they really say areolas?
No, they don't say.
No, but they're
normalizing like showing the areolas during
nipples.
The nip, not the nipple, but they're showing the top of the nipple.
Let me ask you this: were they pepperonis or flapjacks?
That I don't know.
Pepperonis. They were pepperonis.
This is allowed now, and it's considered normal.
She had a good song. I was jealous of the areola.
Really?
Mine just like spray. It's just like
a spread.
You
got the spray.
Oh,
spray.
Okay. Spray.
It's a spread. Wow. It's sad.
What do you mean they spray?
I don't. Like, my areola just kind of blends into
you got
my
the
tip.
Smashed pumpkin. Yeah. Like you throw a pumpkin and it just smashes.
Oh my god.
It's just like, where does it start and begin? No one knows.
Rob is drunk.
I hate when girls have little tiny one like guys. It's like
like the little
it's like
solid,
I might as well suck my own boob at that point. It's like just little.
What kind of areola do you like?
I like a medium. I like
a medium. Yeah. Like, but do you like a hard edge or do you like a fray?
I like a smooth edge and about the size of like a McDonald's pancake. But
oh,
the little
those are good. Yeah. Those are tasty.
No, the little tiny ones.
The flapjacks.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, the $5. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, there's a
I'm self conscious. About my areolas. We should talk about this later.
You are?
Let's show them on the air.
I mean,
I know,
should
right?
be a whole.
What do
hey,
I have to lose?
You should.
Oh my God. Garrow did it for America.
You should consider showing stuff on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Natasha
how
Natasha Leggero did it.
That's how ratings get.
A lot of views.
Show, no, I loved it. I loved it. Natasha is fucking amazing. I loved it.
Speaking of nudity,
so
we have coming up this week on the Basil Show, we have porn star Sylvia Sage. Name drop. All right. Anyway.
Wait, wasn't she already on? I saw something about that.
She'll be on tomorrow, actually.
Oh, okay. I was going to watch that one. That's why I couldn't find
your pants.
It'll be on tomorrow. It was an intimate conversation with just Sylvia and I.
Did y'all talk about areolas?
I didn't have any of the circus in the room.
Did you just stroke the mic, Rob? No. All right.
Oh, Rob texted me. He's like, intimate conversation. No, because Rob texted me. I was like, I'm having Sylvia on today, and he's like, well, I should be on that because I watch a lot of porn, and I was like, yeah, that's exactly why. You're
oh
on
my
this
god.
One.
I'm anti-porn. Can I tell you guys? I'm like, don't watch the porn.
A lot of girls
don't watch the porn. So, a lot of girls are.
All right, let's cover this last the wardrobe.
All right,
this
I'll
was
the
worst the wardrobe.
Fight.
This was the worst wardrobe at the Grammys. It was what the fuck is her name? Dawn Richard wore a tree outfit.
Who is she?
She's like the Richard? Game of Thrones
I know,
tree.
I don't know.
Right?
Who she is. Sing something or?
I don't know who she is. I have no
Does
idea.
Does she have a song?
I don't know, but like
the
this
giving
is,
tree.
This is annoying for the person that's sitting behind her. I mean, come on, it's like you know, it's like
you're an asshole.
They're
getting
water
you're an asshole. She's an asshole, right, for wearing that. It's like I don't know what statement she's making or whatever, but it's like, come on.
It's like, are you gonna take that off while you sit down?
No,
are you gonna wear that
yeah. Does the branches
time?
Fold down so everyone else can
yeah,
see
like,
the performance?
Are you gonna make a field goal in there? Or
draw
the
curtains.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Down.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking annoying. Like I would be so angry.
I know. So that was the
she put a lot of thought into that too.
No. I was at a concert. I was at an Outkast concert, and
when
someone
was that?
Like a long time ago.
Oh.
A girl, outcast, exactly. When outcast is popular.
Yeah.
And a girl was on a guy's shoulder, and like her ass was like in front of all of us, and we couldn't see the concert just because of her.
Dope. Right, right. You're welcome.
Oh, no, it was Stankonia. It was horrible. It was horrible.
All right, let's talk.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, by the way,
concert.
Someone just commented on our Instagram feed that they're watching right now. They said, "I love Jason Renabu, Christy Quinn comedy."
See, there you go.
Oh,
Christy.
Do you know
Christy?
Yeah. Yeah, and she knows what that means too.
Yeah.
Wait, let me cut to you. Do it again. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What is that? You guys?
That's an inside thing. It's an inside thing. Okay, everyone settle down.
All right.
Yeah. See.
All right. Anyway, the Grammys. Trevor Noah hosted the event. People are saying he did a good job. I don't know.
Hosted an award show the way you gotta host an award show.
Did he do as good as Joe Coy though? Too soon?
Here's the thing with Trevor. I think he did great. But he also kind of like, he just complimented everyone the whole night. Yeah. I mean, there were no jokes.
That's what you gotta do as a host.
Yes. And he sucked it up and he did it. And like, there were some funny moments, but it's like, you know, there's also this award show is crazy. This is the biggest award show. There's so many people at the crypto arena, Staples Center, whatever. This is the biggest place to hold an award show.
I heard it was kind of good. My friend said, usually I hate award shows, but it was good.
He did great. Here's Trevor Wallace
doing the opening.
She's one of the best performers of a generation.
He was a host tonight. He wasn't a comedian. He was
exactly.
a host.
That's what you need to
and
be.
And that's what this these events need
back.
Now.
It's the
but I mean,
baby. Welcome everybody. Welcome. Welcome to you in the room.
It needs
welcome
to be a good vibe. It needs to be happy, uplifting. You're not going to shit on anybody.
It's
got to be a
different thing.
We've got show. We've got country.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Being an MC is the hardest thing you can do.
The hot crowd. It's like fucking egg. The worst like, the you times. Really gotta bring it.
Oh, and the Grammys or you like, doesn't try, just like, have everything. It has everyone. Happening, I mean, just look
and
at the
And he did.
Right. Look at
he riffed. Yeah. But it was positive.
Yeah, so he pretty much complimented everyone. There was like, you know, tongue-in-cheek jokes, but they were like complimentary, you know, and it's like
that's what you gotta do.
And I'm sure
just gotta kiss
as a comedian and as an artist, I'm sure there was a million things where like this would be super funny to fucking do. This would be amazing,
not appropriate.
And you can't do it.
Yeah,
you can't do it. And he, you know, as much as there was probably gems that he was like, this would fucking kill at a comedy
especially
club.
With Billy Joel's like song. Like, I mean, the fact that like he performed that song and. Everyone had to sit through it and listen to it. Are you fucking serious? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like,
well, here's the thing. I'm a big Billy Joel fan.
I know you are.
So, Billy Joel released his first single in like 30 years, which is a big deal. You know, like he hasn't.
But you got to watch the making of it. Like, are you serious? Like, do we got to watch this garbage that's about to fucking hit on the stage?
Did you not like the song?
I can't even name the
what song
what's
was it?
Turn the lights back on.
Yeah.
All right. So you listen to it once, maybe.
I get that. I thought he was gonna do like another song.
It's
like, play me the song.
He did
turn on the lights, man.
Well, no, he did play a song to close out the show. But Rachel and I were talking about this before. I mean, like, I liked watching Billy Joel, and I thought the song was good. And like, yeah, he hasn't released anything in a very long time. But it's also like when you watch the show, it's a big concert. It's like a mix of everyone. It's like you're gonna like some people. There's fans of someone there. There's fans like you're not gonna like this person. You know what I mean? So it's like it's like people there are not watching Taylor Swift or like Billy Joel or
they're forced to listen to this song that was just written that like sucked.
You didn't think? Oh, you thought it sucked?
Yeah, I don't think it was great. It wasn't like
Shots fired, bro.
It was good. I thought it was good.
Oh my god! Whatever, dude. The guy's a legend. He like made amazing music.
Yeah.
I think. For them to show how this shit song was made, it was like it took like 20 minutes. Like the show
20
was
3 minutes. It was a minute and 30 seconds.
No.
I agree with Rob
the
on
preview
this.
Of it. The preview of making the song. Get the fuck out of here! Did you not watch the show?
No, I did watch it.
Okay, so like they were like showing you how they created the song.
We sat together and we talked. Then I was like, "You should do it." And he was like, "Really? Like, we don't need to see that. We really don't."
I know.
But
I
like,
know.
Then,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because and then Trevor Noah had to get up and like remind people to have short acceptance speeches. But then they're doing 20 minutes on like, "This is how I created this."
But
no one gives a fuck.
So the interesting thing about the Grammys, and here's the thing: I never really watched the. This is the first time I've watched the Grammys. I think. I don't know, maybe ever, or at least like the last six years or whatever. I don't really watch them, but Yeah, the acceptance speeches are very short compared to like Oscars or Golden Globes.
Well, they're all like shit in the in the first place, because like even Jay-Z came out, and that was another thing that I wrote about, was like the fact that like Beyonce has the most Grammy wins,
right? Right, and she didn't,
but doesn't never had the album. The math doesn't add up. Like, it just like Eminem. Like, there's so many people that are, like have like spoke out against Grammys. Well, even it's like Steely Dan. Won best album of the year like in 2006, and like I was like, Steely Dan has another album? Like, I didn't even know they had another album.
They were amazing back in the day, though.
But like,
I mean, I'm a big fan, but like, I just don't think award shows should be happening anymore.
No, they probably shouldn't.
That's why I was watching True Detective Alaska. I don't know what you guys are even talking about.
I feel like I watched them mainly because we were going to be talking about
it. Oh, you guys were prepping. Okay,
we were prepping, yeah. But the, what was I going to say? The fucking, I don't even know what to say. Even when they had U2 on during the Grammys, it was like, I was like, they're doing From the Sphere. I was like, I was just at the show. This is awesome, right? And it was all pre-recorded, obviously. It was an advertisement for like the Sphere, I thought, pretty much. And it was like, oh, look at this cool venue, you know. But like they're trying to include like all kinds of aspects, and like, yeah, even Billy Joel, it's like they put him at the end and his audience is older. You know what I mean? So it's like everyone that did want to watch him
made zero fucking sense.
Everyone that wanted to watch
his old songs, though?
He closed the show. At the end. He closed the show with an old song, yeah.
Because he has a new one. What if he like can remember that song, Don't Go Changing? Did he do that one?
No, he didn't do that one, no.
Did his new one go, you can go ahead and change just
the
a new little one bit?
Is, no, he said Uptown Girl at the end. Hey. Uptown Girl. And then Christy Brinkley came out.
But they did put him on towards the end, and it's like his core audience is old.
Yeah,
and like
they're asleep. Like,
and they're like
in the Hamptons.
They're like, when is he coming on? Like, you know, it's like I'm tired, you know? So it's like, why don't they put him on like, you know, maybe third and then like, you know, and then tell him to go home?
It's not like a bad song. It's just It like took the vibe down, you know.
Well,
I
think they should have put it earlier because it wasn't a Billy Joel rock song. It was a ballad.
I argue for old people going first.
It was a good, ballad,
can.
But yeah, like the placement of the song was not good. Yeah,
the show's at 10. I was like, can I please take the bullet?
But even
I can't.
Joni Mitchell, like.
Did you like Joni Mitchell's performance? That was her first performance ever.
I thought
ever
that
at the
was
Grammy.
Beautiful. I got teary eyed. Did the
TikTokers there, were they like, you know, fucking around during that song?
I don't give a fuck about the TikTokers.
Well, there you go.
I really don't.
The thing about
the
Grammys,
it was very much Lord of the Rings, like the last king or queen was on her chair and her throne, and she's singing with a cane, and she's like, I'm gonna. You don't know what you got until it's gone, or whatever.
I will
whatever
say,
song.
It was
Joni
beautiful.
Mitchell. I love that song. And I love
I will
her.
Say. I will say the thing about the Grammys is that
I still don't know life at all, and such, like the woman is dying.
There's
come
such,
on.
There's such a broad.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
It's such a broad. It's such a broad
it
show.
Was, it did take a Grammys. Vibe down.
Yeah, there's a lot of chicks
it's
there.
It's a broad.
It's a broad show.
No,
yeah,
but like, but there's so many categories. It's like, you know, country, rap, hip hop, rock. You know, like. It's like
3 hours and 30 minutes, way too long. And that Billy Joel sequence was 20 minutes of it. So
you could have
like,
watched the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
I'm saying is that there's like everyone likes different music. So it's like country, rap, you know, whatever, rock. It's like it's covered. And yeah, it's like it's literally something for everyone. So it's a tough show to sit through. You're gonna go to the bathroom during like you know it's like some of the songs you were you posted on TikTok or whatever.
It was all boring.
You're like what is this?
I can buy myself flowers.
Like Taylor Swift didn't even perform.
I mean, I like
Taylor
song.
Swift didn't even perform and she won everything or whatever. You know what I mean?
They shoot her more at the Chiefs game than they did at the Grammys.
Yeah, and that was the other joke. It was like didn't that people are yeah like are you looking forward to the Super Bowl and seeing the shots of Taylor Swift during?
I mean,
the game?
Chiefs deserve to be there. They have the best boyfriend.
Too soon. Billy Joel should have been like, sing me a song, the karaoke man. Nice. Update that shit, bro. Come on.
I'm excited for the Super
Bowl. That would have been good.
I'm excited for the Super
Bowl.
I've been holding that
in.
I've been holding that joke for
sing us a song.
I'm excited for the Super Bowl.
Wait, hold on. We got
mostly for the snacks, but
Mike,
and the commercials.
Got arrested.
He can watch those now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Killer Mike got arrested.
I did research before the show.
I have that on here. I forgot about that.
I've got 20 pages of notes. Hold on. Go ahead.
Killer Mike got Grammys awarded.
He swept the Grammys
before
for like
the pre-award. award show, right?
And then
got arrested.
Exactly.
Got
arrested. What a stereotype that is. Yeah, yeah. And the fact that, like,
what did he do?
I guess he pushed a security guard.
For assault?
Yeah. No.
Grammys?
A security guard was walking too slow, I guess, and he was walking behind him and he pushed him.
This happened at the Grammys?
Yes, at the Grammys.
Wait, who pushed who?
Are you kidding me? Killer That's Mike. What he got arrested yeah. for?
Yes. I thought this was an ongoing case, and they were like, we got to finally get him at the Grammys.
Right?
That's some bullshit.
That's stupid. Come That's on. Fucking dumb.
That's the society we live in right now. We're like, but
why
gets
is but
pushed.
Why is the security guard bothering him when he's like a nominee for the night?
Oh, why is the security guard like? That's what I'm talking about. Like, we were talking about assholes like during the week. I get annoyed when I'm walking just and like someone's walking really slow. It's like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Like, especially if you're looking at your phone. And that's what happened to him. He pushed somebody, and then he got arrested.
He got his three Grammys, and then he went to jail.
Yeah. Exactly.
This lady was like,
these are the lives people want to live.
That's our security guards.
Oh my God.
You got more Grammy jokes?
Anyway, Trevor Noah, I don't know. He was all right. I mean, whatever. I mean,
I thought he did a good job.
He did a better job. No, he did what he had to do.
Yeah, he did his job.
Is it the things he wanted to do? Probably not.
I don't care.
I don't think any host wants exactly. to do
anything. Exactly. Trevor, there was a little dig, too, at Joe Coy at one point.
Sure.
A little dig.
But at the same time, is there people being like, are there people going to be like, well, Trevor Noah kind of, you know, he caved to whatever they want to see?
He did his fucking job. Sure, all right, that is what you do as an
Joe
MC.
Joe Coy was ill prepared, and he should try it again. But like,
but yeah, he also didn't have a lot of time to do it.
That he threw his like writers under the bus.
That was not cool. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That was not.
He lost his shit.
You know what? They should.
I'm never writing for him again. I'm just saying.
Next year they should have Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons host the Oscars, I think. That's what
I got some like rich millionaire calling me for my limo job.
Okay, well
all right, show off.
No, but I think it's funny. I want to take the call online.
Take it on the air. You want to put it on the air?
I'll get fired.
Can I tell you my Grammy story? I didn't watch the Grammys, but I saw clips. The big story I heard was that Tracy Chapman was there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I loved it. That was a nice moment.
Yeah.
She sang the fast car with that country guy. What's his name?
Luke.
I don't know. Luke Combs.
This is something we wanted to talk about. Yeah, everyone was like, hey, man, it's so cool because everyone thought that it was racist of him to sing the song. Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
What is the problem with that?
It was all like white liberals like what Rob. Like it wasn't any like she was like Tracy Chapman had no problem with it. That's the funny part. Here's the thing. She had no problem with
it. She signed off on all of this. Well, she showed up at the Grammys and performed it with them.
Exactly my point. So here's the problem.
She was like surprised. That's what happened.
She's like, why am I here now with someone else?
But here's my main problem. Like they should have made
a problem because he was a white guy.
They should have made it more woke. Like updated the song. Like instead of baby's got a fast car.
No, it was the same thing.
It should have been like baby's got a hot red car.
Hot red car.
I'll be honest. Like why was it
cut? Shut up. He just let him tell him. Yeah. Go ahead. What was it? What was
it? Sing it.
Baby's got a hybrid car. Or EV car. They should update it. See?
A little EV car.
Baby's got an electric car.
They should do that for the new generation.
But like, I think that there's something interesting about like a black woman. That's her song, and what makes it popular again is a white country singer.
Yeah, we all come together. She also won a Grammy.
I just want to start writing for white men.
What do we think about? I'll be there for you.
I'm gonna start writing. What do you think about for white men?
Write Rob's jokes.
What do you think about songs being covered in general? Like, is this like an art form? You think
we're running out of ideas? What about movies? Well, wait a minute.
So like an artist can go cover like Tracy Chapman's song or whatever, right? And go up there and be like, all right, here's Tracy Chapman's whatever. Imagine if a comedian did that.
Oh my God!
With like George Carlin's material or something like that, or whatever. It's like, hey, I'm gonna do George Carlin's whatever.
I'm gonna do a cover
of George Carlin, right. But like in my voice or whatever, you know, and
like
whoever that is.
You can't imagine it because it would never happen.
Right. But why not? But why not? Exactly.
What is the difference between
someone doing a cover of Tracy Chapman's song? We know it's her song, and they do it, and it's a hit, and they're making money off of it, but they pay her royalties.
I think those are two different artistic things. Like, one, like, it's because one has a punchline, so you're waiting for... Once you know the punchline, it's like, oh...
Oh, no, like you like to hear the same joke over
like,
and over
do you
again.
Listen to the same joke like in your car over and yeah. over. But here's
people
the thing.
Love but here, to hear the same joke. The thing. They love that joke. They want to hear it again.
I would argue and say it's the same as.
Was that just my audience?
I would argue and say that it's the same as like, you know, if a comedian went up there, a performer or whatever, right. and said like, hey, here's George Carlin's whatever, you know, and then they go into it. It's the same as an actor doing Streetcar Named Desire for the 5 millionth time in some fucking theater or something. I don't know. Like no, I mean, like how many times have you seen like these plays that are done over
it's
and over again?
It's not the same thing. Stand,
no, but what about but a song?
With songs, I feel
songs
like
songs are different. Yeah,
like, you should never like, redo a
but
song.
But why? Yeah, exactly. Why is that okay?
People have been, like Bon Jovi's been doing it for his entire career. Like Jesus Christ.
Like, but like,
I mean?
Why is that okay?
Yeah,
but
why is that okay? Because everyone's okay with it.
I'll tell you why okay. Because the artist gets paid. Tracy Chapman got paid.
But here's the thing: if someone was like, "Hey, I'm going to do George Carlin's bit. I'm going to pay his estate, you know, a fee or royalty, and I'm presented like here's George Carlin's blah." And then they go into it, and then they go into their own
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but I feel like that's two different mediums. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like one thing's like, you know, it's a song, and you listen to it over and over and over. If someone did a joke, and you know it's not their joke, why would you want to like...
But like, why?
It's a performance.
But stand-up has changed to the point where, like, we used to laugh at jokes like Henny Youngman, where, like, take my wife, please, or whatever. But mm-hmm. now it's like... immediate gratification. Everyone's got to like do the new joke. Everyone's got to like create something new.
Yeah.
That's why we have so much like fucking footage right now on like Instagram or whatever else.
Crowd
like,
work.
Crowd work. It's like, and that's why people are posting that stuff because like, is it going to make it special? We don't know.
Yeah.
But like, you just can't like,
it's just an interesting thought I had. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying.
It's the same though.
After watching covers, I was like, oh yeah, this is interesting. You know, I was like,
certain jokes will repeat themselves. Like, there's so many jokes that like of like Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, all doing the same joke about being the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
The United States, and everyone's always like, oh, like Ducky, and like, oh, like my people, right. whatever. It's the same exact joke, and it's always like either there's an assassin, his POV, or someone else's, but it's the same fucking joke. But it's a little bit different. Like,
sure,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
But yeah, yeah. From their point of view, from their perspective, whatever.
I don't know, guys. I'm wondering about like the crowd work, like comedy at this point. I'm going to throw it out there. Like, is material dead?
Material?
No.
Is material dead?
No, what do you think?
Is material dead?
Is there more storytelling? Personal
experiences? I think that like audiences right now are like they know when.
That's why you got to make it personal. You got to say something that only you could have.
I agree.
Like
I
the agree. More you get more personal.
Well,
it's still becoming harder.
And
all
it's like,
art is harder.
If you have a joke that can be done by anyone, you know, it's like anyone could steal it.
Exactly.
Do whatever.
Back in the 80s and 90s, someone did five minutes and then that was it. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
David Spade had 5 minutes or 6 minutes for fucking ever.
And now you have 5 minutes and you put it on Instagram immediately. So you could be like, this is mine. I piss on it. And like, you know, don't steal it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the thing with crowd work what my question is more about is like, that's what people are posting.
That's what audiences are coming for.
Well, I think that they do that too is because they don't want to put their good jokes on. They don't want to burn their good jokes.
Fuck that bullshit.
So, but I don't think that matters.
That is the truth.
Yeah, that is true. But it also if it's a great bit, you can still do it in like you know,
also,
even if they saw it on Instagram or whatever, YouTube, it's like you're still gonna put it in your act and they're gonna be like, oh, I love it.
If you don't have a Netflix special, you can keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah. And if you have calculated crowd work, that's like it's basically like, yeah, hey, what is it? Fucking bring a cholo, get in for free tonight, you know, whatever you like, whatever this and that. Like I've seen if some people might know who that is, but either way, it's like it's the same fucking hey, what's that dog? It's like it's the same fucking joke, dude. Like, but he can't do that joke anymore.
Who? What are we talking about?
What was that?
I'm sorry. I queue up like things.
The thing about like songs, like you're saying about redoing songs. I think you should only redo a song if you can make it better or different.
I agree. Because
so the same with comedy. Yeah. Like if I can, I would only do Richard Chasler jokes if I can make them funny. Or like,
have you thought about buying the Richard Chasler bath joke from him to make
it
easier?
It was actually a shower.
You guys all want to have a good time tonight.
A shower.
Yeah.
I love you, Rich. If like, you're watching, like,
do you
by
think,
the way.
Do you think
oh my God,
do you
kisses
think you
ass more.
You think you purchased okay. that from him, and maybe
I'm
do
sorry
maybe do,
I choked you out
maybe
at
put
Doug's
a rent,
party.
Maybe put we'll a rent. Was that you? That wasn't you.
Yeah, he was talking shit about Trump. No, I was like, "Fuck you." Was no, it. I you wasn't invited to that party. No,
I don't ahead. Think I knew you at that point.
No, I wasn't invited.
Would you consider purchasing Richard Chastler's material, like the bath joke or something?
I mean, I'm in the negotiations with Amazon right now because they're. By the way, do you know his Amazon? It's actually, you know, remember how movies used to go straight to DVD?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with this
that's
thing.
What's happening.
They're just going to send the DVD. And
straight to Redbox?
Right. I love you, now, Rich.
What are DVDs?
We're all friends with Richard Chastler.
Here's the problem him. I don't have a that I don't have a problem roasting Richard. He roasts me every time he sees me.
Does he?
You
he,
know, Rob.
Well, he roasts
Rob, you know this.
You like, guys are yeah. ruthless to each other.
Are
dude,
you? Are
oh,
you?
My God.
By the way,
I see some of his comments on certain comedians' Facebook pages
dude,
and stuff.
The
but like,
improv?
But they're all friends. I mean, we all love Richard.
You know
these
the improv,
two
right?
are like barking dogs.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah, but
you know when
in
dogs
a good way or friendly
by,
way?
He
like,
starts it, though.
Like two, like,
maybe we should have the two of you on the show at some point.
No, here's what happens. When I go to the
I'm telling you, Richard Chastler. His appearance is going to come back soon because it's almost
oh,
summertime.
Oh, God, don't give him hope.
No, when no. he sees me at the improv, he always tries to roast me at the improv right. holiday party this last time.
Oh,
he sees
there, yeah.
me and it's so hacky. He's just like, hey, how'd you get in here? This is only for real comedians. Mm-hmm. In front of like his two friends and they're like, ah. And then one time he's like, how'd you get in here? The gay bar's down the street. I'm like, come on, man. Right. That's not very woke.
right.
And it's not down the street.
Woke.
It's two blocks over.
You can't make that joke anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think you can say woke anymore.
And then you're also giving him exact address. It's actually yeah. two blocks this
exactly.
way. And then you got to make
I mean, are you talking about trunks? Or are you talking...
No,
I mean,
he's talking about the Blue Oyster Bar. Oh,
yeah.
That's a callback to another episode.
By the way, you guys yeah. talk about Police Academy a lot, I noticed. When I was doing my research.
We did an episode.
By the way, I love you, Rich, but you roast me all the time, so I'm going to roast you in front of these 14 viewers.
There you
and
go.
You know
perfect.
What?
You know, we do well on the reruns on the
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, yeah. Live, yeah. Fuck yeah.
President Biden was in town yesterday. Did you guys know that?
Nope.
Here in no. L.A.?
In L.A., he was here.
It wasn't just the rain that caused traffic? It was him?
He was here yesterday, and he left before the Grammys started, before the rain started, and then he went to Las Vegas.
Oh, he was probably talking to Taylor Swift, right?
I do not know. He was not, because he did not go downtown to where the...
Did he know where he was
is that
at any
euphemism?
Point?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, Renabu's Trumper.
I know. That's what we're getting.
Wait, was he driving in front of Rob and
well,
Rob had road rage because
he was
driving too slow?
Here's his motorcade going through Westwood, and no one came out to see him.
Not interesting or surprising.
There he is. Look how no one is out there looking at him. No one cares. Sleek
black vehicles, is that Rachel?
Was President oh, no, Biden with
first is that what? I mean, yeah, she's wearing green as well.
There's no one there. No one cares. No one cares.
I didn't even know he was in town.
Before exactly.
Town.
Exactly.
Some supporter you
so,
are, Rob.
I
we're
just the demise of democracy. No
I mean,
one gives a fuck.
I mean, no one. Here's the thing. Like, I mean, when Obama was president, I lived over by Fountain and DeLongpre over there on West
Hollywood.
Oh, you're
bragging? That's my old hood, the East Side.
No, I'm not
man.
Bragging. I'm just saying that's where I live. It's an accurate, thing. And anyway, Obama was coming down from Beverly Hills, and he went down Fountain. And I remember I was living over there, and I came out, and I was like, oh, yeah, this will be cool to see Obama. And everyone was outside filming and waving and everything. And then Biden is like, no one came out. Like, no one came out.
Oh, come on. You know there's an Obama
on,
street
folks.
On the west side,
yeah,
Obama
yeah.
Boulevard.
Obama Boulevard.
Yeah. It used to be a rodeo.
He got the Nobel Prize before he did anything. Obama's
yeah.
killing it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So
people are talking about what Michelle Obama is gonna run for president. Like Biden's
like,
gonna
what
dip.
What the fuck does she know?
And then yeah. Michelle, like that's how desperate people are for somebody
they,
who's not Obama.
They want her to run now, isn't that right?
What about Gavin?
That is the dumbest idea ever. Like.
What about Gavin Newsom? He's got really pretty hair. He's got pretty hair.
He's a nice guy.
I think we're all
good
screwed.
Looking.
We have horrible
He's
choices.
Only cheated on one wife. He's good. He's doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh. He cheated on his wife, Gavin Newsom?
Yeah. He's got his second wife.
He's a man.
He's a dick.
Oh,
all right.
Wow. What are you saying? What are you saying?
It's very
okay,
telling, Rob.
Mr. Fiance over there.
You got another asshole story you want to tell us about, Rob?
Yeah, that's intense.
No, I was saying Gavin Newsom. Come on.
One of the news. We have, what is it? King Charles has cancer.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know, I was hoping you were going to bring this up. Oh, I was like, what's funny about that?
I know.
Like,
I don't.
He cheated on his wife, too.
It doesn't have to be funny. Karma. It doesn't have to be funny. It's just news.
I know, but what do you want us to be like? Don't. King Charles has cancer.
I'm just announcing it to our audience in case no one knows. That's all I'm saying.
He got Carmella. All six karma. People?
Do you have a joke that you would like to put?
I don't have a joke.
I'm not saying that there's anything funny about it. This is the news right now. This is serious stuff, Rob.
Doug, are you working tonight? I need a beer. Are you working at the...
Hey, can you make us a drink?
Yeah, grab one from the fridge.
No.
And Apple released their Apple Vision Pro headsets this week. They go for $3,500. And people are walking around. It's like a new VR kind of thing, but they don't want to call it VR. They're calling it spatial computing, I guess.
Wait, you're wearing it when you're walking around?
Calling it SC.
There is videos of people walking around. I had one queued up. Anyway, people are they're wearing these things and they're walking around and they're like, you know, they're doing like this. They're crossing the street. There's a video of someone driving, doing it. Mm. So this is like, it's a headset that you can see. Like if I put it on, I could see you guys right now, and I can also have a screen in front of me and kind of do like Minority Report kind of shit.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that's an accident waiting.
And people
happen.
Are walking
that's
around the streets. They're driving their cars with it. They're doing all kinds of
that's
shit.
Dumb.
Man.
And it goes for $3,500. And people are saying this is the future. This that's, is the future that we're living in.
That's the problem. We've been leaving the minorities out of it. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I don't see anything. Hey, what's going on?
It's fucking expensive though. It's like
really?
You know, yeah. $3,500 for the headset.
I mean, you know how many Joe Rogan microphones?
Wait. You wear this thing and like it's like an advantage against everyone else in the world because you're wearing this thing. Like,
no, I don't think it's an advantage.
But why would you wear that in public? Then?
Because you literally have like a desktop. Like, so instead of me having like all these computers monitors in front of me or whatever, like I could put that on. I don't have to have this. And I could literally sit here and be like, oh, here's my screen. Here's
while you're walking?
And it'll be the chip.
You can do while you're walking. You can do while you're sitting
happening.
Here.
The chip is happening.
Yeah,
the chip is happening.
It's all the...
Yeah, but I don't want to do stuff while I'm walking. Like, it's like...
Yeah, especially if there's an old lady in front of you.
Yeah, like...
You get really pissed.
Like, you're going to be walking to speed...
I mean, I'm trying
to find...
That
would be weird.
It just sounds horrible.
You fall off a cliff?
Yeah.
Oh, this seems real! Oh,
it's just the demise of humanity.
It sounds so...
All right, here's a clip from...
we're all cyborgs.
I saw this. It sounds so stupid.
Hold on. Here's a clip from
computers are going to take over.
Here we go. Someone's walking across the street. They got the Apple Vision Pro on. He's doing his thing.
Wow.
Look,
that's him like putting his screen up and like checking his email or watching a movie or some shit.
And there he's getting hit by a car.
And it goes by hand gestures. It goes by hand gestures.
The Darwin Award goes to.
Yeah, exactly. Rob, what happened? Where'd you jump?
No, I was just getting annoyed with this video. Like, I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah, dude. That's the future.
Doing
that's the
that?
Future.
That, like,
that's
oh.
what's going to happen. Would you spend $3,500 on this device? You would
no.
I don't have $3,500.
You will after you sell. You will after you sell those farts. I'm telling you right now.
All right, let's go.
All right,
sell those farts, girl.
Boys. Walk behind me and get a jar.
Man.
Let's go.
My farts bring all the boys.
You can do a live show where people just sit in the front row and you just.
That might be better than some of the shows I've done recently.
Rachel, don't you have a show tonight? Or was it canceled?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing the show. Right. I'm not driving to the valley.
Are you gonna do the Genghis Cohen show?
Is that Chaz's
show?
Oh,
you know, that's
show,
fun.
Huh?
That's fun. I was told that if it was possible that I could do the Genghis Cohen show.
Ooh.
But like, do I have a tight five?
What do you bring to the table?
I know.
What are you
going to
bring to the table?
What are you bringing to the table besides these titties?
Dude,
I don't know.
This episode has gotten real. And I don't know.
Tight five could be a sexual term.
Rob is already worried.
That's crazy.
Rob is worried about me tagging Pauly Shore. What if I tag someone else?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't?
Go ahead. Right. No,
this has been your best podcast to date, I feel like.
Today,
it's been fun.
Today.
Enjoyed the banter.
Chas was probably watching this.
He's not watching.
Did he call in yet? Did he comment?
I promise I would only do 14 Chas Shore jokes. So do I up to
you. All right, Jason Renable, do you have any other asshole stories that you'd like to...
I mean, fuck.
Talk about.
No, I had multiple.
What else do you have going on? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing a show next week place called The Roost. It's a comedy club.
Oh, wait, in Atwater Village?
It's called The Roost in Atwater Village.
They have a show there?
They have a show there.
That's
yeah.
a cool bar.
It's, wait, bar, comedy club.
Oh, whatever. Sorry. Oh, it's a comedy club. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Roost Comedy Club.
It's a dive legit club. It's a dive bar. And then I have a show at the Cantor's.
Kibitz Roost.
Yeah, the following week.
Yeah.
And then, I knew this was going to happen. I don't have anything good coming up. So, yeah. That's fine.
We're going to get you. I do want to get you on the...
The Basil.
The live Basil show.
I have to beg, apparently, more.
March 3rd. Are you available? It's a Sunday.
Oh, wow. Live right now. It's happening.
How do you feel about that? What day is that?
It's a Sunday night.
It's a Sunday.
You're free. Stop it.
I'm free.
Look at your calendar.
Yeah, I'm free, and that's a day after.
Football's over.
Yeah. See, this is what I do for the guests that actually come.
Yeah.
The guests that come into the studio, I book them on the spot. So if you come to the live podcast, you know. All right, so we'll put you on that show.
That sounds amazing, brother. Yeah. I love it.
Different story.
So I would like to promote that show now. I'm going to be at the Improv on March 3rd.
There we go.
I'm
going to
promote that show.
In the last. Friends now.
Yes. If you guys can make that, that'd be great.
That's perfect.
I'll be judging you.
Yeah. So. Rachel will be judging. Rob, you're going to judge as well. If you're available. I haven't checked.
I'm available.
Are you available?
Wait, what kind of show is
I am as open as Jason.
Is this a long show situation?
He's got some like astronomical weather thing going on. How open are you?
The bathospheric.
Well, here's the thing. For the March 3rd show, I'm going to have the OG judges bag. Rachel, Rob, and Dr. Wiener, I think.
Who's Dr. Wiener?
He's a professional. He's a medical professional that will analyze you on the spot to see if you really are an asshole.
You gotta show your dick.
Yeah. Wait, so it's the same format? I talk about the being a asshole.
So you will do like 3 minutes of stand up, regular stand up,
okay,
crowd work, or just talk to the crowd.
Whatever you need to do to get the crowd.
Does Rob talk over
you? You have no pressure to do stand up or make a crowd laugh. Don't worry.
You have 3 minutes up top to do a regular set or crowd work. Whatever you do to get the crowd on your side.
Right.
Then at 3 minutes,
get the crowd to like you. If you can do that in three minutes,
it's hard. It's hard to do. And then at 3 minutes, you get an audible cue, and then you segue into your Basil story, your asshole story.
Can I use the same Basil story tonight?
You can use the same one.
I'll try a different one.
I highly suggest, like, if you use the same one or anyone, really, really develop it into a piece that you might use into your regular stand-up.
Make it funny. You know what I mean?
It's almost like a little homework assignment, but it also makes you think a little bit where it's like, you know what? This could be something funny that I would use on the road or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I like that. It can go viral. Yeah.
So, you know, and then you have another 2 minutes, two, 3 minutes.
It's like storytelling exercise.
It's storytelling. It's a longer bit, but, like, you know, put the punchlines in and do your thing. You know, do your professionals. Then we have the judging panel that judges you, and myself will, like, you know, chime in and we'll roast
you.
It's
like Kill Tony, sort of?
It's a little like Kill Tony, but with, like, storytelling, kind of. You have a little bit more time to do stand-up and storytelling.
Kill Rob.
Chasler will be there.
Basil.
Kill Chasler? That's what it should be called.
Chasler may not.
For
I don't
no
know if
reason.
He'll be there.
Just
I don't know.
If he'll be there.
All right.
Stop doing that, Richard.
Well, that concludes all the news and stuff. We went a little long today, as always.
Because you're having a good time.
Give Doug a martini.
Let's have another drink before we all leave.
Happy now.
This is what I will do for you guys, okay? Because I am a nice host in person. I will
after a martini.
I will buy you all another drink from the Basshole Bar, which is part of the
show.
What?
Are you shitting me right now?
No, I'm not shitting you.
Oh my
God. You could put that elf flask.
Oh
away.
Hell yeah, this is going away, dog.
Yeah, so we will do that.
We got a whole bottle of Hendrix to drink, boys.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. All right, what do we have plugging? Rob, what do you got going on?
February 17th, 9:45, Comedy Grind. That's what we're doing. Yeah, that's about it.
At the Improv.
The Improv. Improv Lab.
Can you find it on Grindr?
Yes, I find it on Grindr. Exactly. Find it right there.
And Renabu, you got shows at the Roost.
The Roost and the Kibitz Room.
And the Kibitz Room.
And now, just added the comedy.
No, go to the Kibitz Show. Wow. The Kibitz Show is on fire, man. That show.
Rob did it once.
Wait, who runs that show?
Rocking.
That is a good room. I did that one.
No, I can't tell. Are we doing sarcasm right now?
Oh,
okay, okay. We talked about how sarcasm works.
Bartender just yelling and just loves Jason.
You came at the worst night, though. It's off and on. The last one was really good, actually.
Was it?
Okay.
All right, Rachel D. Rachel D. What do you have going on?
I got nothing. No, I have a teacher show at a casino and
where's that?
With Liz Blank?
I don't know, but I don't know when it is and I don't know where it is and
teacher show.
Yeah.
Oh my god. In the works. Get that, guys. Right now we're getting like people. It's a fucking scavenger hunt to find out.
I know.
Where Rachel's
performing. I want to find out too.
Show up.
I want to find out.
Capture her fart. Bring it to the show.
You know what we need? You know what we need the intern to do is follow Rachel around and capture her farts and then bring them back to the show.
I would like that.
Put it on Craigslist.
You should write a book called Fart Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. I love that. I'd write the cliff notes for my own book. Yeah. I think.
All right. Well, that's a teacher show. That sounds fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah. 20 minutes. You all can teach teacher
Chancellor
material.
How to do a punchline.
Oh, okay. My God.
I'm here for it. I do teach comedy. Y'all want right. to sign up? Let's go.
I think we're going to have to have Richard back on.
I love you, Rich.
We're going to have Richard back on with Jason.
No, I love him.
Both of them together, they're going to go at it like rabid dogs.
Rob, you will mediate.
I will mediate because I would have watched these guys attack each other the entire time.
You know what? It's only because I watched that one episode right before I came here.
That's the episode you watched.
That was a good one.
Wait, did you watch the? He was on twice, Chancellor.
I know. I didn't watch the first one.
The first one is pretty funny, actually. He's actually pretty funny on.
He gets mad at Rob at that one, right?
He gets mad at Rob every time. He gets mad at both of them, but the first one.
He gets mad at you too.
No.
The first one is a good listen, actually. If you go back and listen,
I'll listen. Yeah, I don't want to look at him.
It's funny because how he changes. Throughout the entire thing.
We keep track. At the end of it. The historians on Bass Hall keep track of his stories so we can fact check him when he comes.
He kept on going, you're more of an asshole. He's like, no, I'm not. And then he like does another
He's
asshole
like,
story.
Only in a defensive manner.
I'm never
starting it. I'm very anti-violent. I like how you said that his sounds like Trump.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know why he wants to attack me. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, you do sound like Trump. You don't sound like Chancellor at all, really. But like
that sounds like Trump?
I know. He's like a mix. I don't understand. Like
remember the last time we did the dueling Chancellors?
The dueling Chancellors. It's me. I got to do it all right. I got to do it. It's going to be a great show.
That's so dumb. Hey,
guys. What's the name of the production company?
You guys like to have a good time? You guys like to have a good time?
Take a bath. Wait, Jason owns
that
joke.
Go to a friend's house.
Jason bought that joke.
That's my joke.
You can't do that. Remember the cover song? Fuck you. You can't do it. Jason owns that now. He bought it from Chancellor.
I was playing softball all day. I was very sweaty. Wait, did I say softball? I meant baseball. And you notice he kept changing it, too. That's how you know. He said it was softball. It wasn't a bath. It was a shower.
He's like, it was a shower. You guys like to have a good time? Go to your friend's house and ask him next time, can I use the bathroom? And take a bath.
Take a bath, yeah. All right, we're going to tag him.
And then
can I
use your refrigerator and take a shit
I gotta go,
in
guys.
The refrigerator?
I got to go. This is getting ridiculous. I got to go.
That would be fun.
I got people telling me I got to go.
Bye, boys.
That would be fun.
All right, we have the Bass Hole Show. The Bass Hole Show will be at the Bourbon Room on Monday, this Monday, the February 7th at 9:30 p.m. in the Bourbon Room. And then we'll be at the Improv on Sunday, March 3rd. Renabu, Rachel D, Rob DeRocha will be on that show. So come get tickets for that and check it out. Bass Hole will also be going to Anchorage, Alaska as part of the Before You Die Festival, April 6th. So if you're in Alaska, come out and check us out.
Or if you've never been to Alaska, go.
And watch
True Detective Alaska.
Is that a real show? No, it's not. All right, Jason, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me, bud.
It's good to see you again. We'll have you back again. Rachel, thank you. Rob, thank you. All right, guys, remember, follow the Bass Hole Show at bassholeshow.com and follow the YouTube page and all that good stuff. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.